about what you want and do it toll-free at 855-453. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have shared with you on the site. The main feature actually allows you to control the content, meaning that you can decide what you submit to the site. Find something online that you think is interesting, you think is outrageous, fun, whatever you want to share with us and the listeners. You just submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. I think it's then will be voted on, hopefully, by enough people to make it to the front page and some more people see it on the front page of freetalklive.com. So, I'm sorry, I'm a little bit distracted. We've had some automation difficulties here. And, Daryl, you've got news about this Rand Paul character who I've been not so much of a fan of this whole time since he's gotten this national spotlight. But yet some people seem to believe that this guy is... he's the next best thing to Ron Paul.
He's the savior of the world. He will save the universe and prevent stars from becoming supernovas in billions of years.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's an exaggeration. But what Ian said was that Rand might be the next best thing to Ron, at least according to what some people believe. And I think that he is... you know, maybe he's second, but he's not a close second to Ron Paul. I think that what he's trying
to carry his dad's jockstrap.
I don't know what that means, and jockstraps tend to weigh less than a pound, so yes, he can.
And they're also stinky.
Well, yeah. So I what I want to do is I want to remain as factual as I can about this situation.
Among people in the Republican Party, yes, Rand Paul is pretty good on some issues.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that if they still had a Republican Liberty Caucus rating of senators and representatives, he would probably be rated near the top of those, either one of those bodies.
Right, and that's like being the fly that, the first fly to land on the pile of poo.
Do you want to read the article, or
certainly,
shall we debate the merits of Rand Paul?
Well, I think we will debate the merits of Rand Paul
after I read the article. Yeah.
In preparation for a 2016 presidential run, Senator Rand Paul is courting evangelical leaders. And we all know what that means. It's time to throw those hedonistic, libertine, drug-obsessed libertarians under the bus. The Washington Post reports on how that's going. At a lunch Friday with about a dozen evangelical pastors in a Cedar Rapids hotel, the younger Paul assured the group that he disagrees with libertarians who support legalizing drugs. When one pastor inquired about ideological ties between Paul and his father, the senator asked that he be judged as his own man. Paul said he believes in freedom and wants a virtuous society where people practice self-restraint. Yet, he believes in laws and limits as well. Instead of advocating for legalizing drugs, he pushes for reduced penalties for many drug offenses. Quote, I'm not advocating everyone go out and run around with no clothes on and smoke pot. I'm not a libertarian. I'm a libertarian Republican. I'm a constitutional conservative. And the article concludes, he made it very clear that he does not support legalization of drugs like marijuana, and that he supports traditional marriage. That, according to Brad Sherman of the Solid Rock Christian Church in Coralville, Iowa, and then the author of the article from Reason, adds, just to hammer home what's been said already, Paul isn't a libertarian on drugs. He wants to keep everything illegal but institute gentler penalties. That's not remotely libertarian. Is it politically practical? Sure, so are farm subsidies. As for traditional marriage, here's how Paul is selling his position to evangelicals. He said he's not ready to, quote, give up on the traditional family unit, but he added that it is a mistake for conservative groups to support a federal ban on same-sex marriage, saying we're going to lose that battle because the country is going the other way right now.
Now, this is a very interesting and practical standpoint. I think that it's interesting to see the Republicans kind of look at gay marriage and immigration reform, and you'll find the far-right fringes caterwauling about these issues as if people wanting to come to this country to make a better life for themselves or people wishing to contract between themselves is somehow antithetical to Western civilization. I'm not exactly sure.
We've got to worry about them gay Mexican Muslims bringing their Shakira law.
Right, that stuff. And, you know, I mean, these are... Ask any prize fighter, you're only as good as your last fight. So when you go out there expecting, knowing full well you are going to get the snot beat out of you, don't go to the fight. Conservatives, you're not going to stop gay marriage. Stop fighting that fight. When you lose a fight, you don't win. It makes it harder to win the next fight because there's a group of people in this country that actually decide elections. We call them independents. Independents, like anyone, want to be on the side of the winners. So when you lose every stinking time you have the same dumb argument over and over, the independents, they move away from you. Stop having fights that you're going to lose. Pay a little bit of attention to politics. I know we disagree on these. I don't agree with you on these issues. I know you shouldn't take advice from people necessarily that you disagree with. But have some common sense for a second. Stop picking fights you're going to lose.
Yeah, well, okay. That basically sounds like libertarians should never even speak, because libertarians are always going to lose the conversation. Are you saying that me and Ian should never speak again? We should never do anything because we're going to lose, because the people that want more government and more government and even more government are always going to outnumber us by thousands to one? We should just sit home and not ever do anything.
That's not what I was trying to get across.
You're only talking to conservatives, right?
I am talking to losers, too. But I would like to point out that libertarianism continues.
Is that a veiled
gain...
jab?
At what?
At Daryl and I.
Well, you have lost a lot of elections, but no.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is if you're continuing to win more and more hearts and minds, and I think that libertarianism is... that you can look at the ideas of liberty, you know, moving farther every time as far as polls go. You know, they get set back here and there, but generally that's the case.
Most Republicans only look at winning as winning an election. They don't really care about changing opinions. They just look, oh, well, you got 4% of the vote. You've lost. You lost bad. You should just stay home and vote for me because I didn't lose by that much.
I appreciate the Libertarian Party and them giving me an option for whom to vote in general elections, like national elections and that kind of thing. But mostly on local elections here in New Hampshire, where you actually tend to have a more libertarian choice in the Republicans or the Democrats, if you keep a close eye on these elections.
Well, here in Keene, there were no Republicans running for state rep. The only liberty person running for state rep was Ian, who ran as a libertarian.
And I can understand why libertarians or Republicans might use an office run to get some more press, but I wouldn't sink too much time or energy into actually running a campaign in Keene, New Hampshire, if you don't have a D.
How much time or energy are you going to sink into Rand Paul's campaign?
Me, personally?
Yeah,
I think Rand Paul, currently, what I hear from Rand Paul is, you know, I think that Gary Johnson, if he's going to run for Libertarian nomination the next time, I think he's probably a more Libertarian option than Rand Paul. But in the Republican...
And there are even more Libertarian Libertarians than Gary.
But in the Republican primary, I think Rand is going to be a better choice. I am a registered Republican, and I will probably vote for Rand in the Republican primary.
All right, more coming up here on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts on Rand Paul, certainly welcome, or anything.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live toll free number. You take control and bring up anything you would like. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Also, another method for you to connect with the show is via Skype. So if you'd prefer to sound a heck of a lot better, mostly, than you would if you were on the phone, you can connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. And Daryl Perry is in the studio here with us tonight. Daryl, you are the publisher of a series of books, a number of different books.
Yes.
Most recently, Voluntary Islam, which
actually,
I'm
there's
enjoying.
One more recent than that.
No kidding. Which one?
Over the weekend, published Henry David Thoreau's On Civil Disobedience.
Oh, wow.
And Life Without Principle, which is another short essay that he wrote.
Okay, I've heard of Civil Disobedience, and in fact, I was hoping to find it while I was in jail, but it wasn't there. It was supposedly donated, but never made it onto the book cart. Of course, there's a lot of books in the library, but I've heard this is an excellent book.
Yes. Yes, it is. And I'm actually doing a giveaway to where anybody wants to get a chance to win a copy of the book, they can go to the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/fpp.cc. There is a certain post that is marked like and or share for a chance to win. So like and or share it. Okay. Get entered for a chance to win. Wednesday at noon, I will then do a random number generator, and one person will be randomly selected to get a copy of that book.
Could you put a link to that on our Facebook page?
Absolutely.
At the Free Talk Live Facebook page. So visit fpp.cc. He's published a bunch of great books over there. I'm in the middle of Voluntary Islam, and really am enjoying it by Dobby Barker, who, Mark, you and I are going to be seeing later this week at the Bitcoin Conference. You can go to bitcoin2013.com, and you can join us. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from this event. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be people there who are really, really, really super into Bitcoin. I mean, these are the Bitcoin, the elite of the Bitcoin world. These are the people that are like the doers. These are the entrepreneurs. These are the people with vision for the future.
Pioneers. I like that terminology because Bitcoin is really uncharted territory at this point.
Yeah.
And many of these people are headed out there and the figuratively out there. And they're trying to figure out the world of Bitcoin. They're laying the trails that we're all going to be traveling on in the future.
It's happening this weekend, May 17th through the 19th. It's going to be in San Jose, at the San Jose Convention Center, and we'll be there broadcasting live both Friday and Saturday, and apparently Sunday night as well. So looking forward to that. There's going to be a Liberty Hangout on Saturday night, and it's just going to be a blast. You want to be there if you're into Bitcoin. Bitcoin2013.com. It's not too late to get signed up. It is too late to become a vendor. They've been sold out of vendor space for a couple weeks now. Bitcoin2013.com. But come on out and meet some of these Bitcoin experts and really amazingly talented and wise people. So 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number here tonight. You can bring up anything you want. We're talking about this Rand Paul news about how he's pandering, of course, to the evangelicals.
Is it really pandering, or is he saying what he really believes?
Well, that's always been the question with this guy. I mean, Rand Paul, when he was running for his Senate seat, I was less than enthusiastic about him because what I was being told by his supporters was, oh, he's just saying that. He's just being a statist so he can get into office, and then he's going to bring us liberty.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing that his supporters are saying now. Oh, don't worry. He's just saying that to appease the evangelicals so he can get elected and then bring freedom. And my answer to that back then and still today is I can't support someone who's not going to be honest about what they really believe. So either Rand Paul really doesn't believe in ending the war on drugs, and that's his honest position, or he really does believe in ending the war on drugs, and he's taking a position against ending the war on drugs in order to pander to people, and I really think that's dishonest, and I'm sorry, I know he's a politician, but I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. If Rand Paul said that he said he wanted to reduce the penalties on drugs, right?
I don't know. Has he said that?
That's what was said in this article.
Try to stick with us here.
He doesn't want to end the war on drugs, but he thinks that some of the penalties should be reduced.
Okay.
Okay, let's say that he said half of the penalties, just to pick an arbitrary number.
But he doesn't say that he wants all of the penalties reduced in half.
No, he doesn't.
He said that he wants some. If you're caught
it could mean anything.
If you're
he's a politician.
It could mean anything.
Okay.
If one-tenth of a gram, then let's reduce it. But if you have over a gram, we want to quadruple it and put you in prison for life.
All right, Daryl.
All right, Mark. Now,
hold on, Paul. Just a second. Is he a politician?
Yes.
Is his, are you his Republican? Were his lips moving?
Are you a Republican apologist?
I am a registered Republican. Is. I don't.
And Republicans that you think are liberty people can do no wrong.
I'm a registered Democrat,
but I don't back the Democrats.
I'm not backing the Republicans because I'm a Republican. That is the inference that he made. Okay.
Pay attention to what I'm saying.
Yes, and I answered
your
question.
I asked the question, are you a Republican apologist?
And I did not answer that question. I
am a Rand Paul apologist.
My claim is, I'm not questioning.
Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio.
I really don't know those people that well. I mean, you know these people far better than I do, Daryl, because you care. I don't. I'm of the opinion that if they're a politician and their lips are moving, I'm being lied to.
So why do you believe this one?
I'm asking
he
you
wants
a question.
To believe this guy.
What did then? Okay, so he's saying that he wants to reduce some penalties on some drugs. Is that correct? That could mean nearly no penalties on nearly no drugs, or it could mean nearly all penalties on nearly all drugs. Mm-hmm. What it does not mean is no penalties on no drugs or all penalties on all drugs.
And it could mean nothing because he could just be a politician and lying to you.
Indeed. But none of the other politicians, I suspect you'll find very few of the presidential candidates that will be fiscally conservative and talking about reducing some penalties on some drugs. Mitt Romney certainly didn't. That's why, likely...
break out the champagne!
I'm Rand not thrilled,
Paul.
Dude!
Rand Paul's more libertarian than Mitt Romney. That's like saying that Joseph Stalin is better than Hitler.
I don't know that that's necessarily
what
true.
What makes you think... Hold on. So, all right, 2016 comes around. You believe Rand Paul's going to run for president. I don't know. Has he said that he's going to do that?
He will make a decision in 2014.
I see. So Rand Paul, let's say he runs for president, and he comes out with a really firm stance about how he wants to reduce some penalties on some drugs. And do you think that's going to invigorate the youth? Is that going to be a message that's going to resonate with all the people that his dad's message resonated with?
Let's bring home some of the troops from around the world.
I'm not right. And let's only drone people if they've stolen something from a convenience store
or
and had $50 in their pocket.
That they have.
Right. So all these positions of Rand Paul, do you really believe that's going to energize anybody out there? That's going to somehow distinguish him in any significant manner from the rest of the pack?
I think he'll be distinguished by his family name and by some of his positions.
So you didn't answer my question. Is it going to invigorate
the youth.
College students out
some
there?
Some of the youth that have been previously invigorated by Ron Paul will be
some,
invigorated
so
by Rand.
55%. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Woo! Our savior. It's Free Talk Live. Your thoughts are welcome.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with
seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have on the site. Porkfest is coming up, by the way. Woohoo! Go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. It's camping. It's you're in the woods or in an RV site, because there's RV sites and camping sites, and there's also a motel, which sells out really fast. But if you're into the hotel thing, you can go down the road. There's a few down that way.
Otherwise, it's intense.
Intense, indeed. It is intense, and it's intense.
Or in your car.
So you can come on out and join with probably going to be over 1,000 liberty-minded people at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's happening in just about 5 weeks from today. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live every single night. In fact, we're starting a night early because the event actually starts on June 17th, which is a Monday. Mark, you and Stephanie are going to be hosting the Sunday night show.
That's right.
Starting on the 16th. And it's certainly true that people come in early for Porkfest. You were there on the Sunday last year, and there was a good crew there early on. So you want to get in early, you can do that too. Go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. It's going all week long, all the way through the 23rd. It's packed full of things to do. Everything from family events to parties to speeches, panel discussions, expos, build your own black powder rifle, all kinds of stuff. Lots of radio broadcasts.
Learn CPR.
Not just Free Talk Live. CPR lessons. I mean, just all kinds of neat stuff going on.
They have a certification this year?
It's the free aid CPR training.
Okay.
Same as they've done in the past.
So, yeah, it's really neat. You should be there if you've never been before. If you've been before, you already know you should be there. So go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, and you can still grab the $50 early registration fee right up, I believe, through the end of this month. So
yes.
Porkfest.com. Rand Paul is the subject of discussion here, and really only because people in the Liberty Movement, some of the people in the Liberty Movement, seem to be enthralled by Rand Paul, and I'm not sure what the attraction to him is. The more he opens his mouth, the less I really care for the guy.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit more here. He's going to continue opening his mouth in this Reason magazine piece that you're sharing with us, Daryl.
So the last half of this quote says, if we're to say each state can decide, talking about who can marry,
yeah.
I think a good 25 or 30 states still do believe in traditional marriage, and maybe we allow that debate to go on for another couple of decades and see if we can still win back the hearts and minds of people. And the author of the article says, win back the hearts and minds of the people, what does he mean? That if we give the country enough time, a majority of voters will change their minds about extending equal protection to same-sex couples and revoke it? And that would be a good thing?
That's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like Rand Paul's a bigot.
Well, hold on. What he said was, he was talking to a particular group, mm-hmm. and he said,
bigots.
Well, yeah, that's what you're assuming. I think that I tend
would
to
would I be wrong about that?
I don't know. I'm not there. Okay. I can't speak to it. I tend to assume the same thing. However, he said,
I don't know if it's assumption if you've seen evidence that evangelicals tend to be bigoted towards gay people being married.
It's an assumption because we don't know about these people. Okay. Now, I would like to point out that he has just recommended overturning the Defense of Marriage Act. And you a-holes think this is a bad thing. Like, this is what he said. Let's overturn Defense of Marriage, and it's not good enough for you guys. Ever wonder why a libertarian can't win anything?
Yeah, I don't support bigotry. Hello? I'm not going to put my money behind somebody.
He still wants the government deciding who can and can't get married.
He recommended.
It's really sad listening to you.
He recommended
really
getting
sad.
It out of the hands of the federal government, of which he is a part. So he is saying this is all his father ever said. Whom you claim, whose jockstrap you claim he cannot carry.
He actually
has only
did not
ever recommended
say,
anything. The same thing.
Rand Paul actually did not say. I'm rereading the quote. He did not say we should get rid of the Defense of Marriage Act.
Not specifically,
he recommended turning it over to states,
which would
I
mean
think
that.
It's a mistake for conservatives to support the federal ban on same-sex marriage. And if we give it over to the states,
okay.
He did not say we should. He said if.
Well,
if we do this.
He says it's a mistake for conservatives.
Which is what he is.
Which is what he's, the people to whom he is speaking.
Yes.
I don't understand.
What he is.
This is what he said.
He still wants the government deciding who can and can't get married. What would happen?
So did his father.
What would happen if Rand Paul did something akin to what Seth Cohn did here in New Hampshire as a joke? But what if he said that left-handed people should not be able to marry one another? Would you think that's a good thing?
I would think that he wouldn't be invited back to speak at this particular event in a very important state, Iowa, for winning the election. That's what I would think.
No, that's not a very important state for winning the election.
Fool.
That's a very important state for Republicans who want to get nominated by Republicans.
Right. The Republicans that would be nominated by Republicans would then have the opportunity to run in a general election in which I believe
Iowa is only pretty solid.
Only Democrats and Republicans have won in the last 100 years. So therefore, if you wish to win as a Democrat, as the presidential campaign, you ought to win in Iowa.
So are you saying in a coded way that Rand Paul's not actually a bigot, he's just pretending to be one to get elected?
I'm saying that he's talking about overturning the Defense of Marriage Act,
right.
And I'm for
you
that.
You are. Wouldn't he make a great politician?
He's not actually ever advocated that. He's not introduced legislation to do that.
He said we should overturn a federal ban.
He said we should not support the ban. He didn't say we should overturn this law.
Okay.
Mark, you are so slimy right
what
now.
What are you talking about?
Whenever he gets in
you
this
you guys
mode,
are the ones who are being slimy. He's talking about overturning DOMA, and you're giving
no,
him trouble.
That is not what he's saying.
He said, we conservatives, I am not one, But that's to whom he is speaking, and he is speaking as a conservative. He wishes to be painted as a conservative in this speech.
That's what he is. That's what he's said he is multiple times
said he's not
over
a libertarian.
The last 3 years.
Fine. He's a conservative speaking to conservatives, recommending against conservatives supporting a federal ban on gay marriage.
Yes, he never...
Yay!
He never advocated...
Are you really
how many conservatives out there are going to speak out against a federal ban on gay marriage?
He never...
Thank God!
In the 3 years that he's been in the Senate, he has not once introduced legislation that would overturn DOLA.
Is that a banana in your pocket, or are you just thinking about Rand Paul?
I don't know what you're talking about!
It should be pretty obvious to anyone listening. I mean, to just listen to you, and you do this all the time with this guy, is you make excuses for some of the most reprehensible behavior out of this character who's essentially saying here, let's give him everything that you're giving him, Mark, and you're
right.
jumping to
we
some
need to have that
conclusions.
Special friendship with Israel, too.
You're jumping to some conclusions here, right, and he supports shooting people at the borders and things like that. But so you're jumping to conclusions about what Rand Paul actually said, as Daryl rightfully pointed out. But all that aside, he's still talking about bigotry here, and he's still saying that traditional marriage is the right thing, and that we should talk about this, and then maybe we'll change things over. Well, right.
Look,
that's code for men and women should be the ones to get married.
I would love to have an opportunity to speak in this Iowa convention in front of these conservatives, because I would lambast them, just like I did in the segment before last, on picking losing issues. Not even their bigotry, which I would certainly drop that word, and their advocation against Americans being able to contract among themselves. And
Why should only Americans be able to contract,
because
Mark?
Because those are the people that we have an influence over, against Americans being able to contract with each
other.
Immigrants
that live here that have a right to
contract. They're Americans, too. Look at the Western Hemisphere, for God's sake. Who cares?
There are people.
Do you want to derail what I'm saying? Do you want me to finish what I'm saying, for God's sake?
Go ahead, finish what you're saying.
Fine. Human freaking beings. Things that draw breath from oxygen. I don't care. People being able to contract with other people. That when they advocate against people's freedom, they advocate against their own. But nobody's putting me in front of these people, because the conservatives only want to talk to conservatives.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Are you going to give them some of your money in 2016, Mark?
I don't feel that way right now.
Well, that's good. At least you won't be encouraging them in that way. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, and it's Free Talk Live.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you on the site. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, would appreciate that. You can do that by shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that's where you will find links to Amazon. There's Amazon US, UK, and Canada. You click into the right one for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. Very simple. Go to freetalklive.com, shop.freetalklive.com, and get your shopping taken care of. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We also have Skype. You can connect with us there at lrn.fm. You're welcome to add to the conversation if you would like. I don't know if there's much else to say about Rand Paul. We have outlined many of, Daryl and I have outlined many of his anti-liberty positions, and yet he's still... made excuses. Mark is still making excuses for this guy, and at least Mark admitted that he would not give money, at least at this point in time, to Rand Paul. Would there be something, Mark, that would change your mind about that?
I don't know. You know, I think that the giving of money, usually the sales process is an emotional one.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's definitely getting you emotional. I mean, you are frothing at the mouth in here, yelling, turning very red.
You too. Are getting me emotional because of your mischaracterization.
But it's over because someone who's a bigot and a warmonger.
So if you try hard enough, maybe you'll get me to give money to Rand Paul. How's that?
Wow. Instead of supporting somebody who is actually principled,
right.
you're going to support somebody that panders to his audience.
And now just to get back at you and I, apparently, for that petty of a reason.
Actually, I'll make you a bet. I'll give you as much for your campaign as you bet me this. Do you bet? I will bet that either a Democrat or a Republican will win the election in 2016. How much are you willing to lose on that?
So wait, you're going to...
I'm going to actually donate to Daryl's campaign for president the amount of money that he is willing to bet me against the idea that a Democrat or a Republican will win in 2016.
I'm not an idiot, so...
Right, that's the point, is I'm aware that a Democrat or a Republican is going to be elected.
You are aware that people that are principled that don't join the Republican or Democratic Party run for office to promote ideas.
I think that's wonderful. And I'm happy to work very hard to get a nationally syndicated radio program on more radio stations and have more advertisers and get into more ears so that you can get your message out to those people.
Indeed, and apparently, you're going to pimp Rand Paul here as the election gets closer. So
I think he's a better choice than every other Republican out there, and frankly, every other Democrat too.
All right. So Lou Rockwell over at lourockwell.com, who, by the way, will be speaking at the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival. Lou Rockwell, somebody who actually does understand the ideas of liberty, and he wants to comment a little bit on the new Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity. Now, I don't know if Rand Paul's interested in getting involved in his dad's
project.
He's
not. He's actually said as much.
He's spoken out against it?
He's not really spoken against it, but he was asked about it and said that me and my father have different ideas on foreign policy.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, so refreshing. So unique. Anyway, the recent opening of the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity, which one can visit their website at ronpaulinstitute.org, was a watershed moment in American history. There has never been anything quite like it. Ideologically diverse, the Ron Paul Institute reaches out to all Americans, and indeed to people all over the world, who find the spectrum of foreign policy opinion in the United States to be unreasonably narrow. Until Ron Paul and his new institute, there was no resolutely anti-interventionist foreign policy organization to be found. Neoconservatives have not responded warmly to the announcement of Ron's new institute. Whatever their particular gripes, we can be absolutely certain of the real reason for their unhappiness. They have never faced systematic, organized opposition before.
Hmm.
The Democrats would see Lincoln pried out of his temple before supporting non-intervention abroad, so they pose no fundamental problem for the neocons. Ron Paul, on the other hand, is real opposition, and he can mobilize an army.
Hold on. I want to slightly take offense on behalf of some friends of mine.
Okay.
When Lou Rockwell says that there has never been organized opposition to basically the warmongers, antiwar.com has been around for 18 years. And
yeah,
I would say that they are very organized and they are doing one hell of a job in promoting the anti-war message. So to say that there was never any organized opposition to warmongers until Ron Paul is a little disingenuous.
Do you think it would be more effective if Ron Paul, say, got involved with anti-war and increased their momentum and worked together with them to get the their ideas out there?
Well, I don't have a problem with Ron Paul starting his own institute, okay. But I do like the idea of coalition building.
I like that, too.
But to say that the Ron Paul Institute is the only thing that's ever opposed
is inaccurate.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Inaccurate.
I like coalition building, too. And that's the reason I support Rand Paul.
What do you keep pimping him for?
For Republican primary.
Coalitions within the Republican Party of Republicans is not a coalition. Yeah, I'm going to start a coalition of people named Daryl that are inhabitants of Keene. It's a group of one running around.
Ron Paul, on the other hand, is real opposition, and he can mobilize an army. The neocons know it, says Rockwell. What is Tim Pawlenty up to these days? That's some politician. Where are his legions of well-read young fans who seek to carry on his philosophy? You see the point. For the first time, strict non-intervention will have a permanent voice in American life. It's another nail in the neocon coffin. The neocons know they're losing the young. Bright kids who believe in freedom aren't rallying to Mitt Romney or David Horowitz, and like anyone with a critical mind and moral compass, they're not going along with the regime's war propaganda. At this historic moment, I thought it might be appropriate to set down some thoughts on war, a manifesto for peace, as it were. You know, before he gets into that, on the anti-war.com front, isn't antiwar.com basically a news site, like a news and opinion site, or do they do like political actions in D.C.?
I don't really know if they do direct political action in D.C., but they have certainly, you know, spread news. And for a while, Scott Horton was doing anti-war radio. Mm-hmm.
He's still basically doing the same show called
right.
the Scott Horton Show.
He just doesn't have, you know, the funding from anti-war right. for the show. But yeah, for the most part, they're more news and opinion. And they have done some calls to action before. But yeah, for the most part, they're news and, you know, exposing what's going on.
And I think that there's probably definitely some crossover here. I'm just trying to maybe look and see, well how will Ron Paul's organization be different? Maybe they'll be doing more D.C.-based lobbying yeah. and things like that. I'm just guessing here. But also, anti-war is good about getting interviews, and so hopefully yes. Ron Paul will have some crossover there where, you know, they'll start putting Ron Paul on television to get the,
yeah.
you know, pro-peace position for things. And like it or not, Ron Paul's got a bigger name than the folks over at Anti-War.
Angela Keaton from Anti-War is going to be at the Bitcoin conference
right.
this weekend. She's actually going to be on the what is it? The nonprofit panel.
Correct.
That's being hosted by Stephanie Murphy,
our Sunday night co-host. Yes.
Antiwar.com, Free Aid. I forget the other ones that are on that panel, but you know there are certainly some good nonprofits
yeah, I think,
that are going to be there.
Isn't Bitcoin Not Bombs going to be on that panel?
I believe that
they're going to be on there, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
It's going to be great. Bitcoin2013.com. So number one, says Lou Rockwell, our rulers are not a law unto themselves. Our war makers believe they are exempt from normal moral rules. Because they are at war, they get to suspend all decency. All the norms that govern the conduct of interaction between human beings in all other circumstances. The anodyne term collateral damage, along with perfunctory and meaningless words of regret, are employed when innocent civilians, including children, are maimed and butchered. A private individual behaving this way would be called a sociopath. Give him a fancy title and a nice suit, and he becomes a statesman. Let us pursue the subversive mission of applying the same moral rules against theft, kidnapping, and murder to our rulers that we apply to everyone else.
Love to see that.
Yeah, it's good advice. And hopefully this Ron Paul Institute will be advocating such things publicly, ronpaulinstitute.org. And maybe they'll be able to raise more money than anti-war because they've got Ron Paul behind them. And, of course, having two different organizations.
Dennis Kucinich is part of that organization as well.
Of yeah. Ron Paul's group?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
You know, the culty name worship thing kind of bugs me. But the fact is that these guys are trying to do something good.
But it's probably Ron Paul put some money up for this, I would guess.
Probably.
They named it after him. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Good to know Kucinich is involved as well. Hour 3 or 2 coming up.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.